Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Welcome to this excellent convocation out here on the wonderful Mac campus. What do you think of this tent? Very shortly, the platform party will be assembling, and I would just mention as one protocol item that after the ceremony is over, what you should be thinking about doing is exiting straight out to your right, 112 meters, essentially, and that's where the party will begin, right up on the next to the statue of Professor MacDonald. In any event, we're welcome. We're glad that you are here, and I would ask for the platform party that you rise as they enter, and they should be coming in the next moment or two. So, s'il vous plaît, please rise, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party. Je m'excuse the faculty from the MacDonald campus, then the platform party. And they will take their seats over to your left-hand side. The costumes, as my wife likes to put it, that we are all wearing relate back about 1,000 years to when Oxford and Cambridge started the university system in England. And at that time, sometimes it was cold in the various academic places, and so the robes lent heat, and that's something we actually don't need that much of these days, particularly today. And thank heavens for the tent, or I think would be a lot less well off. I think what you're hearing on the other end is the university piper, Kirk Johnstone, and he will be leading the platform party in the next 1 or 2 minutes. I'd like to ask you to give a hand to Brian Sand and his quintet over here to the left-hand side. There are actually 12 convocations, one today, and this starts everything off, and I think probably the nicest mode that we've had in some time. As you may know, some of you may have attended the ceremony in the last 3 or 4 years here, and it was out in the open, sometimes a little cool and usually way too hot and hard to even look up at the platform because it was so bright. But this, I think, is the best answer. So if you've got letters to write to the dean here, Madrimutu, or anyone else, if you like it, say so, because I think it's some continuation that should take place on a regular basis, because relatively comfortable, and if we get a thunderstorm in the next 20 minutes, that's okay too, more or less. Great, I'm glad you like it. Mr. Peter Knox, who coordinates all of this effort, is in significant part responsible for. I asked him this morning, did he put the tent up himself, and he said he did, but he was exaggerating a little bit. But the point is that it's a university situation that I think helps everyone. Downtown campus, as you may know, has a larger tent, maybe about 2 times as big, but it functions extremely well, and I think it's a kind of a coherent message to the public that we're trying to do the best for them and shielding them from the atmosphere, both hot and cold, because sometimes downtown the wind blows and the rain comes, and it's not so pleasant. But I know out at Mac, the rain only comes at night in a quiet way because everything works out here very well. I would ask that you stay arisen as the Kirk Johnstone comes in with the platform party, and he will come down this far aisle and remain so standing until the chancellor asks you to sit down, and the ceremony will begin with the McGill alma mater, and it will conclude, as you may know, with O Canada. And here they come, the platform party. Thank you.
Hail, Alma Mater, we sing to thy praise. Loud in thy honor, our voices we raise. Long through the ages, remain if God will. Queen of the colleges, the old McGill.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, everyone. Bonjour à tous. L'Université McGill vous souhaite les bienvenus à notre beau campus McDonald pour la cérémonie de convocation des diplômes de la Faculté des sciences de l'agriculture et de l'environnement. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful McDonald campus for the convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Faculty of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences. It is customary for the Chancellor to open these proceedings with a statement congratulating graduates for having completed their studies, or at least this phase of studies, and also to extend to members of their proud families our sincerest best wishes. For you have chosen to study at one of the world's best teaching institutions of higher learning and have succeeded in reaching your goal and in earning your degree. This custom has continued for almost 200 years, and far be it from me to interrupt this time-honored tradition, having been so recently appointed as Chancellor. However, I'm not at all comfortable at this juncture in moving directly to the words of the principal and vice chancellor or to the awarding of degrees. I strongly believe in another message, a brief message, which I wish to convey to all of you sitting before me. Many, if not most of you, believe that getting a decent job or going on to obtain another degree, finding a suitable partner, and having children are, if achieved, the most important of life's goals. And I can speak from personal experience that each of these achievements brings immense satisfaction, and I can even add to that the joy of having 5 grandchildren. Nevertheless, when I sat before the podium 56 years ago, nobody mentioned our health. Yet your health may turn out to be the one most important area to bring satisfaction, and good health is likely the goal that you can most control. I want to repeat that of all your life's goals, your health outcome is one you can most easily control. More important than the benefits of even the best education, controlling your health is much easier than ensuring a satisfactory working environment, and certainly easier than finding a suitable life partner. We all know that great strides have been made in medicine, particularly in cardiovascular disease and in controlling infections through antibiotics. Life expectancy has increased by a full generation over the past century. Yet far too many people are not fully enjoying these benefits due to chronic diseases which are mostly preventable. And in spite of all the modern improvements, and possibly because of them, the cost of healthcare delivery is escalating and has already reached alarming levels. These expenses are increasing at such a rate that most countries, including Canada, will run perpetual deficits with no relief in sight. This will impact on each of you, either by taking away significant disposable income or by creating a lack of accessibility as governments cut back, or both. For the great majority of you, there is a simple solution, and that is prevention through self-discipline. And it starts right now. You're all familiar with these solutions. Give up smoking, avoid social drugs and excessive drinking, exercise regularly, and I mean daily, and understand what you eat and the implications of a proper diet. There is not a single scientific study, and there have been thousands, that has come to a contrary conclusion. So it starts today, and I repeat that, it must begin today. Your quality of life will improve and keep improving for the great majority of you. Whatever setbacks you encounter, and we all suffer some, you will be better able to tolerate these both physically and mentally. And in closing, may I say to those parents and grandparents celebrating these events, it is truly never too late to start. In a recent study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, the authors concluded that, and I quote, "The lack of activity is one of the strongest predictors of unsuccessful aging for older adults, including the early onset of cognitive impairment." So let me repeat this. The lack of activity is one of the strongest predictors of unsuccessful aging for older adults. So for all of you here today, this has to be a lifelong endeavor. Bottom line, taking care of your health is an obligation you have to your fellow citizens. Taking care of your health is even more an obligation you have to yourselves. I would now like to welcome Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, Principal and Vice Chancellor, to address the audience.
Chancellor, Vice Chair, Provost, Dean, our distinguished honoree, Mr. Jacques Bougie, distinguished colleagues, friends, and most especially graduating class, bonjour et bienvenue tout le monde. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you here on the front lawn of our beautiful McDonald campus. I know that some of you here today as guests yourselves graduated on these very lawns. Graduating class, today is a very special day for you and a proud and happy day for McGill, an occasion to celebrate the class of 2010 and your family and friends here with you today. For all of you who are graduating today, we know you have worked very hard, but as tough as it may be to be a McGill student from time to time, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. So as we celebrate here today, class of 2010, I ask you to join with me in expressing our appreciation to your families and friends for supporting you through your time at McDonald. Many of you may be thinking about where life will take you next and about the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues, habiteront des pays lointains. Un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement des vôtres. As you step out into an increasingly global world, remember that wherever you choose to live and work, we are now all called upon to realize a more sustainable relationship with our physical environment and to do so while dealing with an uncertain economy. And there's nowhere that this is more a dedicated effort than here at McDonald campus of McGill. At the same time, we face an imperative to rethink the way we interact with financial and social systems, and while doing so, to reduce the gaps between those who have and those who do not. These challenges can be daunting indeed. As we rise with you to meet the challenges of our world, we all depend on knowledge, on the values and practices we have learned and reflected on, and most significantly, on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, professionals, and citizens, people just like you, graduating class. As these leaders, class of 2010, you embrace technological and scientific literacy, linguistic fluency, and an understanding of the cultures and religions of the world. You are cultivating an open mind, a willingness to reassess your values and practices as you learn, and perhaps most importantly, you are developing a great appetite for complexity, and this is sure a good thing, for the world is certainly increasingly complex. Graduating class, we are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness of the world you enter today as graduates. At McDonald, you will have sought and gained knowledge and experience and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You've experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is the ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, and especially provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms. And along with our great good fortune of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and a prosperous society, comes a special responsibility to take on the social, environmental, and financial challenges of our world. As we celebrate you here today, class of 2010, we also celebrate the Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences and this magnificent McDonald campus. McDonald College at McGill enjoys a proud reputation of sustained and groundbreaking advances in agriculture and nutrition, environmental and biosciences, rooted in its mission and tradition of preparing rural leaders and improving agricultural education and practice. As we celebrate the beginning of the second mandate of our energetic and purposeful dean, Dean Chandra Medramuttu, we look forward to building on these important initiatives that give active expression to the McGill philosophy of engagement with the world. These include the launch of the new McDonald Internship Office with a generous gift from Mac alumnus Mark Bellet to provide students with practical experience, and the establishment of the McGill Institute of Global Food Security to tackle problems of hunger, malnutrition, food security, and water scarcity. Class of 2010, we are very proud that you are now joining the more than 210,000 distinguished people around the world who make up McGill's Living Alumni, a roster that includes our Chancellor, our Vice Chair, and in a few moments our distinguished honoree, Mr. Jacques Bougie. And graduating class, as you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. Take care of yourself, as our Chancellor has said. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. But for now, today's your special day. Savor every moment of it. Enjoy it. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I would now ask Dr. David Coleman, Director of the Montreal Neurological Institute, to present Monsieur Jacques Bougie, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Arnold. I'm honored to present to you today Monsieur Jacques Bougie, one of Canada's most prominent and well-respected business executives and philanthropists. Mr. Bougie is well known for his leadership at Alcan, where he started in 1979 as manager of the Beauharnois plant. His responsibilities soon grew to include large-scale project development, planning and management in Winnipeg, Toronto, and Montreal, and he quickly emerged as a strategic corporate leader. In his 8 years as president, chief executive, and chief operating officer of Alcan, Mr. Bougie applied his vast imagination and clear thinking determination to realize Alcan's full potential and to propel it forward as the industry leader. Mr. Bougie continues to have a lasting impact, now focusing his talents and energies on the success of many global, public, and private organizations. In the larger business community, Mr. Bougie served as director at Alcan, the Royal Bank of Canada, Bell Canada, BCE Mobile Communications, Rona, and Novellus, and others. Today, he is chairman of the International Advisory Council of the CGI Group and a director at Nova Chemicals, Abitibi Bowater, and McCain Foods. Mr. Bougie also has had an important role on the international economic stage. Among his impressive credentials, he served as vice chair of the Business Council on National Issues and as a member of the Canadian Group of the Trilateral Commission and the Economic Council of Canada. Mr. Bougie is also known for his strong conviction that educational institutions are essential drivers of social and economic vitality, and we are fortunate to have his help here. By drawing attention to our mission, Mr. Bougie is strengthening and expanding the reputation of the Montreal Neurological Institute and Hospital, and McGill, both nationally and internationally. Jacques Bougie is a McGill champion and a superb role model for the next generation of leaders. With his forward-looking and innovative spirit and vast legal and business expertise, Jacques inspires and serves us all through his good work. I'm proud to count him amongst my friends, and I value his thoughtful guidance and his advice. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Jacques Bougie, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Mesdames et Messieurs, j'ai le plaisir d'inviter le docteur Jacques Bougie à prononcer ses allocutions à la cérémonie de remise des diplômes. Docteur Bougie. Bonjour.
Chancellor Steinberg, Principal Monroe Bloom, Deputy Chair de Grand Prix, Dean Madramuto, professors, guests, but most important, fellow graduates. Wow. And thank you. Are the words that best describe how I feel. And it's a real privilege to be here today. Merci, David, for your kind words. But first, let me set the record straight. The recognition and honor bestowed upon me today is entirely due to not what you heard. It's entirely due to my good fortune in meeting some 46 years ago the love of my life, and Maggie. She was in kindergarten. Also, to the people that believed in me and forced me to go far beyond my own expectations and aspirations, and to my colleagues throughout the years that did an absolutely superb job and made me look good. So in the next few minutes, I will provide you with a tool that will help you tackle any job or task given. Remember that. I will illustrate the importance of your respective career choices and the difference you will make. Then I will provide you with benchmarks to identify successful organizations or the ones that believe that people make the difference. And finally, I will leave you with a few words of advice. All this in 8 minutes, that's my guidelines. First, the tool. The tool is called Critical Success Factors, or CSF. Throughout my career, I was asked to do things or manage operations or businesses that I practically knew nothing about. In my first jobs, I was barely 20 years old, I tried to do everything without really knowing what was important, what made the difference between average, good, or great results. Each time after 1 or 2 years, I was able to pinpoint a task or activities that indeed made a difference. But I had lost 1 or 2 years. So I changed my approach. And on day one of every new assignment, my first task was to identify the things that needed to be done in an impeccable fashion in order to be best in class, in order to deliver the best possible results, short-term and long-term. It rarely took me more than a month. I talked to a lot of people, studied why others were doing better than we were, and reached a consensus with my colleagues as to what was required to be number one. And guess what? We did it. In every job, whether as an environmental officer or as CEO of a company, there are at most 5 to 7 must-dos. Not 25, not 15, 5 to 7. But they need to be performed in an impeccable way, not just acceptable or okay. So when you get into a new job, entry level or not, you need to sit down with your boss, discuss the critical task, and determine the level of performance that needs to be achieved. Don't be afraid to suggest other factors or different performance levels. You need to understand the importance of the task and what the options are. Doing things right is just not enough. You need to do the right things right. Then you definitely bring value to an organization. Parlons maintenant de l'importance de vos choix de carrière. L'agriculture, l'agronomie, les sciences de l'environnement et la nutrition sont très pertinentes dans le monde d'aujourd'hui. Et pourquoi? Parce que trois des principaux enjeux qui nous guettent sont premièrement de nourrir une population croissante et ce de façon efficace. La protection de l'environnement, nous en avons parlé il y a quelques minutes, et les coûts croissants reliés à la santé, nous en avons également parlé il y a quelques minutes. Vous avez la formation. Vous maîtrisez la science. Il est clair que vous croyez que nous devons répondre à ces enjeux en tant que société afin de nous assurer qu'une planète durable et améliorer la qualité de vie de chacun. Vous pouvez et vous allez faire une différence. C'est votre rôle, c'est également votre responsabilité. How does this translate to the corporate world? Well, I've been a senior executive and a board member of a number of companies for over 25 years. They all have high standards and rigorous governance regarding the environment, health and safety, sustainability, and in one case, food safety and wellness. Why? Simply because most board members and senior executives strongly believe that an organization's most important asset is its reputation. And why is this so? Because in the end, an organization's reputation is the reflection of its core values. So how do we achieve and maintain a good reputation? Yes, through good products and services, integrity, innovation, but also care for our people, the environment, and the communities in which we operate. All areas where many of you will bring value and really make a difference. And never think you're alone. I mention this because often in my career, my strongest allies and supporters were not necessarily my peers or even immediate superiors, but someone much higher up the organization that recognized what I was trying to do, and without my knowing, cleared the way. You might have guessed that having an impeccable reputation was one of the CSF that I had determined as CEO of Alcan. Our environmental, health and safety performance, along with the flawless application of our code of conduct, were among the key measures. And they were not negotiable. Period. If you strongly believe in something and you have your facts right, and I underline, you have your facts right, then go for it. If you don't, your self-esteem will be at risk. However, remain aware that your way of seeing things may not be the only way. It is said that there are two sides to a coin. But I remind myself every day, and I've reminded my colleagues throughout the years, that there are six sides to a cube. And one needs to consider all aspects of the situation before jumping to conclusions. And now, let me tell you how you recognize an organization that strongly believes that people make the difference. It's when they live by four core values. The first one being simplicity. And that's when an organization has the fewest levels possible, where all communicate freely within a collegial yet challenging environment. The second one is trust. And that's when they give you a task to do and the tools required to get it done, so you're empowered and accountable. And when they don't constantly look over your shoulder, but they're available if you need advice or support. The third one is integrity. And that's when they expect you to stand up for what you believe in and privilege the highest ethical standards. Finally, the fourth one is rigor, or when in order to maintain simplicity and trust, you need to ensure that every decision or recommendation is facts-driven using the best available information. Simplicity, trust, integrity, and rigor. Remember these four words. Now, some final advice. You're aware that some of the things you learned only 3 years ago may already be obsolete, as new knowledge is now available. I hate to disappoint you, but that's the world we live in. So you shouldn't let a day go by without learning something new. And don't limit yourself to your own field of expertise. Be curious. It may come in handy one day, and life will be that much more interesting. Also, be prepared to make mistakes, to fail on your first attempt. But be ready to learn from your mistakes, because that is when you start building experience. And you can't accumulate experience without taking some risks. 5 years from now, or next week, you may be asked to do something you feel ill-equipped to do. Don't worry. You won't be the first or the last. Remember the concept of critical success factors. I will end my remarks by wishing you all the very best success. And as I say this, I'm reminded of what Albert Einstein once said. Strive not to be a success, but to be of value. Finally, never take yourself too seriously, because you will have lost the ability to listen and learn from others. Remember that God gave us what? God gave us two ears and one mouth. There must be a message there. Bonne chance, and may you realize your wildest dreams. Merci beaucoup.
As a student, and a practitioner of business, I have watched some of the really great minds in this country, and please take my word when I say that Dr. Bougie is at the very top of that list, and you can understand why. His success in business is really, people are still talking about it, and we have been very fortunate. We at McGill, at the MNI, and other areas of the university have been very fortunate to have him assist us with all that incredible knowledge. So I do want to thank Dr. Bougie for coming here and addressing you, and I can assure you, if you take his words to heart, you will be far better off than before you heard him. We will now proceed with the conferring of the academic degrees. I think that's something you've been waiting for. And I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence these formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I'm pleased to invite the students graduating at the McDonald campus for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the deputy chair of the Board of Governors. If this is a student's first degree, he or she will remove their mortarboard hat, and then they will be symbolically capped by one of the three representatives of the university. This signals a ceremonial conferral of the degree. If students already have earned a degree, they will keep their mortarboards on their head, and they will be congratulated by a tap on their left shoulder. In most cases, this is done lightly. But the university cannot guarantee the actual force that my colleagues will use in exercising these maneuvers. The parchment or the degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as they leave the stage. We begin with graduate students, followed by our undergraduate students. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'Université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor David Lewis to introduce the graduates, and the Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, the Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute diplomas to all of the graduate students, followed by the Dean of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences, distributing the degrees and diplomas to all other students. Congratulations. Félicitations.
Chancellor, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Akinbode Adejiye. Anwar Ali Ayad. Julie Bélanger. Sophie Coton. Sean Robert Craik. Shadi Dayani Dardashti. Fuad El Shehabi. Francois Fotou. Andrew Getter. Bernard Goyette. Marie-Anne Hudson. Kamel Bashir Saeed. Yang Shen Sun. Karin Tiverge. For the degree of Master of Science, Jessica Golda Adelman. Erica Beatriz Aguirre Zamarripa. Jadeep Kaur Arora. Anna Bailey. Tanya Dale Ann Bradley. Louise Chang. Nida Chaudhary. Eric Christensen. Tamara Cohen. Sebastian Cardo. Amanda DeRosa. Abdelhamid Akishabi. Fernando Fall. Min Fan. Lisa Gualtieri. Howard Putra Kumilang. Roxana Inesco. Dorian Irwin Christmanson. Lindsay Meredith Johnson. Roque Kakpovia. Candace Canepa Gonzalez. Shilpa Kamaru Chanchi. Claudia Kiss Madrid. Rachel Lauren. Valerie Levesque Bourdon. Lerona Dana Lewis. Chen Wen Luo. Robin McKay. Sanliso Milanga. Graham Moran. Ahmed Amin Mohammed Nafia. Justin Palmer. Edgar Jonathan Pritchard. Amy Pronovo. Jeremy Morgan Provid. Cheryl Alyssa Recollet. Katrina Sullivan. Nelda Swinton. Karina Tanas. Alexei Valdivia. Hélène Veraseth. Rada Vukovic. Audrey Wachter. Nan Wang. Chelsea Wilson. For the degree of Master of Science Applied, Noura Al Hajjaj. Glenda Elena Alvarez. Stephanie Bador. Kenneth Choi. Chen Chen Du. Abu Yusuf Khan. Zhu Yao. Chad Edward William McPherson. Rancy Tessie Mathieu. Amy Elizabeth Montpetit. Hernan Victor Ray Sanchez Solano. Stephanie Steves. Patricia Lorena Sanchez Muali. May Tasneem. For the Graduate Certificate in Biotechnology, Christina Ballesteros. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering, Bioresource, Aline Miriam Bennett. Simone Bork. Mehdi El-Masri. James Calvin Fong. Megan Sumiko Fulleringer, Dean's Honor List. Tyler Gamble. Diana Lala, Dean's Honor List. Miriam Louise Lebeau, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Lebel, Dean's Honor List. Yunfei Jeffrey Young. Jenna Senecal Smith. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Alexandra Maud Ajiji, Distinction. Jean-François Beauchemin. Alexandre Bégin. Caroline Bélanger, Distinction. Shadi Berjawi. Melanie Faith Bernstein, Distinction. Anthony Berube, Distinction. Julie Boisvert, Cutler Shield, Dean's Honor List. Shayna Carroll. Victoria Sarah Chang, McGill Alumni Society Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Maryse Charlebois. Tamara Michelle Cohen, Jerry Fryer's Undergraduate Research Convocation Award, Dean's Honor List. Katia Colton Gagnon, Distinction. Jennifer Conway. Josiane Cormier Lacombe. Marc Bruno Delpin. Anise Marie Dobson. Marie-Ève Dubuc, Distinction. Matthew Adam Emmerich. Laura Rachel Fagan, Distinction. Luke Michelle Farley. Ranulu Marietta Ruvana Fonseca. Abdul Francis. Sarah Frechette Laflamme. Chantal Gagnon, Dean's Honor List. Tiffany Elizabeth Gamelin, Distinction. Alyssa Gangi. Nina Gauthier, Lyndon Laird Lister Memorial Undergraduate Award in Parasitology, Dean's Honor List. Thank you, Ganandran. Sabrina Gosselin. Gabrielle Goulet. Elise Holmes. Daniel Alexander Jackson Jokubaskis. Terry Kaviecki. Stacy Megan Cannell. Hae-yun Kim. Gregory Kushner. Etienne Lafortune. Karine Lalonde. Guillaume Lamarche Gagnon, Gervin Robertson Convocation Prize in Microbiology, Dean's Honor List. Melanie Lynn Lefebvre. Melissa Lefebvre. Erica Christina Lemieux, First Class Honors in Environment. Cynthia Levia Mansilla, Distinction. Christy Levitt, Distinction. Lorenza Malaguti. Timothy Maloney, Dean's Honor List. Jean-Marc Merlot. David MacArthur. Gail Melanie Mueller Greven. Anne Elizabeth Murphy. George Theodore Parker. Mathieu Pelletier. Kieran Rankin. Ashley Barbara Robertson. Arisa Sapu. Mary Lee Schmidt, Dean's Honor List. Ramandeep Singh. Caitlin Jill Smith. Jenna Lee Sosbergen, Distinction. Jessica Spingola. Nerys Tedros. Young Tat Tan. Samantha Taran. And Sophie Tardif, Dean's Honor List. Chelsea Thiessen, Distinction. Nicola Trottier. Leanne Surgeon Williams-Jones. Davis Wood, Dean's Honor List. Jun Zhao, Ping Quan Lao Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Bridget Valencia Zakarchenko, Distinction. Pini Sionov, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Food Science, Carmen Gironi. Gabrielle Dulong. Vincenzo Ferrara, Dean's Honor List. Ashita Kapoor. Sabrina Liu. Melissa Medea. Jenny Ping. Joelle Prou. Franco Reda. Denise Yeozebo Skutuaza. Skylar Kathleen Vizi. Amanda Wagley. Derek Ray. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Sciences, Sarah Abate. Sarah Almayani. Betty Alves. Abir Hisham Badur. Sasha Nicole Brady. Gabrielle Caron. Stacy Marie Carter, Harrison Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Winnie Chan. Sylvia Chu. Sandy Corrivo. Isabel Daly. Claudia DeSimone. Angela Dawn Deese, Distinction. Mireille Demaray. Alexia Dufour. Doa Mamdou Farid. Joanie Franklin. Marie-André Gagnon. Sandra Garby. Vanessa Ann Giordano. Christina Giudici. Philip Greg Bowies. Marie-Ève Guret Saint-Amour. Devon Elizabeth Guy, Distinction. Shelley Hazan, Distinction. Lisa Karin Kayuk. Lara Jafar Kashab. Mylène L'Espérance. Pamela Lai, Prix de l'Ordre Professionnel de Didier du Québec, Dean's Honor List. Megan Kira Lalonde, Distinction. Annie Lantier. Stephanie LaRiviere. Jane Lee. Marie Anne Lefebvre. Sarah Levesque. Patricia Marie Lewis. Barbara Lobel Bush, Distinction. Cora Jane Susan Loomis. Namisa Magwiraga. Terry Lynn Merlene Marcoux, Distinction. Veronique Menard. Sabrina Catherine Murphy. Vincent Chegnish. Marissa Renallo. Carmel Moluk Razaghi. Megan Joy Simpson. Cheryl Ann Zenda Tate. Annie Christine Chakrian, Distinction. Emily Templeton. Angela Marie Tomney. Phan Thuy Trinh. Kimberly Yah. Jin Yi. Janice Yu. Senia Zakarenko. Liang Cheng. Shuji Zhang. Jilan Zheng. For the Certificate in Food Science, Neil Sethi Appena. For the Farm Management and Technology Program, Joyce Spardul. Cindy Baudry, Distinction. Olivia Bilil. Jennifer Frappier. Marc-André Gaudreau Beauclair. Blair Hancock. Lena Leroux, Dean's Honor List. Dale McFarlane. Leslie McLeod. Jonathan Meserly, Governor General's Collegiate Bronze Medal, Médaille d'Or du Ministère de l'Agriculture, des Pêcheries et de l'Alimentation du Québec, Dean's Honor List. Benjamin Alton Nelson Nichols. Marie-Pierre Neuwenhoff, Distinction. Benjamin Overly, Distinction. Alexandre Alain Quesnel. Bryson Reuter. Sebastian Vasseur. Nicolas Vermette.
Excuse me. Thank you, Professor Lewis. It's now my pleasure to invite Ms. Skylar Veazey to deliver a few words as the 2010 valedictorian. Ms. Veazey.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the platform party, chers amis és sérteni. Thank you for being with us today to celebrate the transition between university and the next chapter of our lives. Fellow graduates, it is truly an honor to represent you today, the McDonald class of 2010. I have been a McGill student for 4 years and have been given exactly 4 minutes to sum up that entire experience. So now that I've used up about 30 seconds, where do I begin? How about November 20th, 2007, at 2:45 p.m.? Can you picture it? Est-ce que vous vous rappelez ce que vous faisiez ce moment? For most of you, this date may not ring a bell. Peut-être vous étiez dans un cours, maybe you were studying, or maybe you were simply taking a nap. Si vous vous ne souvenez pas cette date, which dates do you remember? Le jour vous avez éménagé dans les résidences? The first day of classes? The first birthday you spent with your new university friends? I know what I was doing at 2:45 on November 20th, but only because I looked it up before coming to this ceremony. I was in a class that had the words Introduction to in the course title. Je ne sais pas ce que nous avons appris ce jour-là, mais peu importe ce que c'était, it gave my classmates and I a solid knowledge base. To move on to second year courses, les cours de troisième année, and eventually to pass our final exams. Now that is a date most of you probably remember vividly, the day of your very last final exam back in April. The stress and lack of sleep leading up to the exam, and the relief you felt when it was finally over. That is why we are here today. It's not because of individual lectures and minuscule details, comme le jour tu es entré dans la classe 20 minutes en retard, or what you wore to the 8th Cayley of the year. It's the culmination of all of these things. Our individual, everyday experiences and efforts led to some unique accomplishments. Some of us can now understand every clause of an ISO 9000 system. Les autres ont maîtrisé l'identification des plantes. The FMTs presented their farm project after months of hard work. And some students transformed their research data into published theses. Yet not all of our accomplishments were academic. A number of you learned to live on your own and cook for yourselves for the first time. Plusieurs de vous ont participé à la réalisation de la politique Bring Your Own Mug dans le Link Café. Others competitively chopped wood ou gagné des rubans pour des classes comme les aubergines ou les farines à la compétition de jugement de Mac. Above all, every one of us successfully completed all courses, toutes les expériences de laboratoire, and all exams to earn our respective degrees. However, none of this was accomplished alone. The fact that you are all sitting here today is a testament to that. Nous n'avons pas été obligés d'assister à notre convocation aujourd'hui. McGill offered to mail our diplomas to our home addresses. Instead, we are all back on campus, surrounded by our peers, with whom we studied, laughed, and worked on projects for the past few years. Les professeurs qui ont pris le temps de répondre à nos questions et de clarifier certaines notions de leurs cours sont ici aujourd'hui aussi. And last, but certainly not least, we are here in the presence of our families, whose encouraging words sustained us through stress and complaints. Just like ordinary lecture days led up to today's celebration of your acquired knowledge, every day and every experience is an opportunity to keep learning, even though your time here has ended. While some people may tell you you now hold the keys to success, this simply isn't true. What you do hold are some new tools to get you there. Whether success to you is tending sheep, working a nine to five job, pursuing a new university degree, or something in between, I wish you all luck and happiness. Congratulations, félicitations, McDonald class of 2010.
Thank you, Scott, for those very inspiring words. Now, would the graduating class please rise? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. My most sincere congratulations. Seated now. Je demande au secrétaire général, Monsieur Stephen Stropel, de lire la bénédiction.
Go now in peace to share this gift of knowledge which has been entrusted to you. May this university and all its graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth. We come from and return to many lands. In humility and hope, may we continue in friendship and grow in solidarity and wisdom. May you be blessed in all your days.
Thank you.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot blood, in all thy sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the throne all strong and free. Tonis soir et in epopea, et librios exploit, et avalar de fois trompea, protégera nos foyers et nos droits. O Canada, we stand on guard for
Thank you.